This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Smart growth, meet urban renewal. That's one of the key ideas embodied in a new outline for the future of the Greater Bay Area that was unveiled last week by Greenbelt Alliance. Their plan, titled Grow Smart Bay Area, is a recognition that the region's population is going to grow, says the group's executive director, Jeremy Madsen, and that those people will need to be accommodated.
The estimates are there's going to be 2 million more people in this region in roughly 25 years or so. The challenge that we face as individual cities and counties like Sonoma County and the region as a whole is, are we going to accommodate that in a way that is sustainable from an environmental perspective and that can be used as a catalyst to make this a better region?
But meeting those needs does not mean urban expansion. Instead, Greenbelt Alliance has identified 100 sites throughout the 9 Bay Area counties where new projects could be located within existing communities.
We have done an exhaustive study of where can growth go in the San Francisco Bay Area within our existing urban footprint, and we have demonstrated that we can accommodate our next generation of growth within our existing cities and towns.
In many cases, says Madsen, this could take place along major transportation corridors, where aging strip malls, the stereotypical icon of urban sprawl, are ripe for replacement.
We've got failing strip malls all over the San Francisco Bay Area, and those are great opportunity sites for new development where we can have shops and services along with housing so that we're actually contributing to neighborhoods.
Historic downtown areas also hold big possibilities, even in small towns like Cloverdale.
In this general plan process that they're just completing, they are establishing the urban growth boundary, but they're also thinking strongly about the downtown of Cloverdale and how that can be a really inviting place for residents and visitors to live, work, and play.
For an example of smart-minded city center development, Madsen says we need look no further than Santa Rosa's Railroad Square.
The station area plan for the downtown smart station is one where there was a fair amount of really good citizen engagement in thinking through that process. And what has resulted from that is a real commitment to more walkable, more environmentally sustainable, true neighborhood that can be someplace that Santa Rosa is really proud of.
The remaining challenge there, he adds, is making sure what's actually built lives up to the ideals of the approved plan. But projects like this and others throughout the region are showing developers there is a demand for housing that is smaller and more concentrated. And Madsen urges concerned citizens to be proactive in their support for this approach.
We need to make sure that this is seen as the right thing to do, just as changing the compact fluorescent light bulbs is seen as the right thing to do, or recycling is seen as the right thing to do. Across the region, we want to build a citizen movement that says good growth in the right places is the environmental right choice, the right choice for revitalizing our cities and towns.
For both neighborhood advocates and environmentalists, he contends, growing smart is a classic win-win.
Because people see open space conservation and the vibrance of more urban neighborhoods to be two sides of the same coin.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.